Welcome to How to Build a Tent. This show is not about tent building, but how to make you successful. Yesterday, I read an article in Fox Business, and it was titled, "Is an Economic Recession Coming?" This market guru says yes. So what do we do? How do we prepare for this recession? We're going to talk about that today. Before we do, you need to know we're part of the CrossPolitik Network. Go over to crosspolitik.com. Become a member, get a lot of great benefits, and see all the great shows that are coming out on the network. You are going to be blessed to go over there. Thank you so much for subscribing, giving us those 5-star reviews, sharing with a friend. That is helping our show grow like crazy, and God is blessing it. So thank you for being a part of it. Thank you for showing us your support and just being a blessing to me and my family. This has been so fun. I love talking about business, and being able to just see you guys enjoy listening has been a big blessing to me. So thank you very much. You can email me at matthowtobuildatent.com. You can follow me, direct message me on Twitter and Instagram at @howtobuildatent. I love hearing from you guys, so please reach out. All right. Is an economic recession coming? Yes, there are always going to be recessions. We live in a cyclical economy. As you can see, I'm going to pull this chart up right here. And you could see in the gray, there 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, there's 7 recessions since 1970. So the question isn't, is a recession coming? It's, when is it coming? And the truth is, nobody knows. But since we do know that a recession is coming, we can plan for it. We can be prepared. It makes me think of that story with Joseph in Genesis 41. In fact, I would recommend you go out and talk to a financial planner, a financial advisor. There's two types. There's a type that makes commissions, and then there's the type that just make a flat fee, and they have a fiduciary responsibility to do what's best for you. I would always recommend going for those guys instead of the ones that make commissions off selling products to you. If you do that, they will help you. They can lay out tax strategies for you, investment strategies for you, saving strategies. And I would really advise that. It would be really helpful just to get a picture, get an idea of what you need to do to hit those goals that you have for your retirement plan and just for the future in general. In this Fox Business article I was reading, it says, what you do is this, you put it in cash, it being your investments, and then you wait for the correction, and then you buy low and ride the next cycle, because that's the way the economy works. That is great advice. That is how the economy works. It works in cycles. There's highs and lows, highs and lows. There is going to be a recession. We don't know when. This reminds me of a lot of good conversations I had with economy professors in business school. I was always that guy who after class would bombard the professor. I'm sure they hated me, but they never let on like that. They were actually really nice and loved talking about economics, especially economics, because a lot of students do not like talking about economics. They're just doing it to get through the course and have no interest in economics whatsoever. I love economics, so I was always bugging my professors. And we were talking about investment strategies a lot, because there's a lot of different ones. And we were talking about how usually there's the extremes. There's the day traders that are hardcore, that are making trades. And those are guys that are like the gamblers, the ones that are throwing craps in Vegas, throwing dice in Vegas. Throwing craps, is that how you say it? I don't know. They're the gamblers. And they're taking chances, they're taking risks and trying to play the odds. And then there's the other extreme who is uninformed. They just throw money into 401k. They ride the ups and downs, and that they hope they have something at the end. And we talk about a lot, or we've talked about a lot in after class, about there's gotta be a middle ground. And I just wanna talk about what we discussed. Again, I'm not a financial advisor. Don't take this as financial advice. I just wanna talk to you about what we've discussed and might be a good strategy. So this next chart I just pulled up from Yahoo Finance. Yahoo Finance has some great charts. I love going there to check stocks and just the stock market as a whole. I hate reading the articles because it's a bunch of liberal BS, and it just gets me frustrated. So go for the interactive charts, not for the articles. So you see in this chart, there is, it goes back to 2002 for those listening, and you see an incline with ups and downs all the way up to about 2008 to the Great Recession. And then there's a big dip for the Great Recession, right? The stock market went way down. And then it slowly goes up. You to think about, and what we talked about in our discussions after class was we don't need to be day traders, but we also don't need to ride out the dips. As you can see in these charts, and if you look, you'll see over a few years, there's a high ceiling where there's a bunch of times where it goes up and down, but it stays pretty much on this top shelf, if you will, before the dip. And then there's the dip, and then it slowly climbs to today where there's been a top shelf for a couple years. What you should consider doing, and what we talk about considering doing with my professors, is when it gets to that top shelf, when you realize that we're at kind of at this high top shelf area, is to sell, put it in cash, just like this author in this article is saying. And then when the market drops and there's this low shelf, then put the money back in when everyone's scared, when everyone's fearful, and then ride it till the top. And then when it gets to a top shelf again, then sell. And the important thing here is not to find the highest point and then to find the lowest point to sell and to buy, but just to find that shelf. You don't have to be perfect on this strategy. You just have to be good enough to not get hit with the big drop. Check out that strategy, talk to a financial advisor, and see if that's right for you. The next area I want us to talk about is if for those running a business who are in charge of a division or even just your group, we hear about businesses in the financial industry, banks, doing stress tests to make sure that they are financially capable to withstand the next recession and they have a strong enough holdings and strong enough position where they will last through a recession. And just because that you, as your company or your division or where you're working, might not be required to do that, it's still a good idea to think through those things. How can you hold on to the most amount of employees? Because remember, we talked about before, employees should be looked at as capital, not an expense. In a recession, employees, it's more tempting to look at employees as an expense. But you need to remember that your employees, you worked hard to develop them. You worked hard to build a culture. You worked hard to get them where they have expertise in the areas that they're working. You don't want to just throw that away because of a few bad years. So if you can plan ahead, you can have a strategic plan, you can have savings set aside, you can have a nice cash on hand reserve to get you through those times, instead of a company that doesn't think about it until it comes around and a recession hits, then you will have the upper hand. You will have a strategic advantage because you already have a plan in place to go and weather the storm, and you will be in a stronger position. The last area I want to talk about is just your personal life. What are you going to do if the recession comes and you get laid off, you lose your job, your business, you go out of business? Have you thought about how much money you have set aside, how long that would last without any additional income coming in? Maybe you're developing something on the side to help subsidize your income that can help you if you lose your job. Think about part-time jobs that you could do if you can't get a full-time job right away, how your wife can help get it, or your husband can get a job, or whatever it may be to help subsidize that. Have a plan, talk to your spouse about it, and just think through those things ahead of time. It's gonna help if for your marriage, it's gonna help you guys stay strong and not fight and not have that anxiety of the money pressures, which is really common, if you have a plan and know what to do if that worst case scenario happens. So remember, the recession's coming. We live in a cyclical market. We don't know when, but we know that it will come. So we should prepare for it. And I hope that helps get you thinking in all those different areas. And I hope that's a blessing. And I hope that helps you be successful when that time comes. If you have any questions, reach out to me on Instagram or Twitter at How to Build a Tent. You can email me at matthowtobuildatent.com. And we'll talk to you next time. God bless.